Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffernan with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, November 18. Victoria is set to scrap most COVID restrictions, with the state set to reach 90% fully vaccinated by the end of the weekend. Premier Daniel Andrews has confirmed that most mask, density, capacity and isolation rules will end at 11:59pm tonight, meaning there will be barely any rules across the state for those who are fully vaccinated. Masks will still be required in retail settings, at primary schools, for hospitality workers and on public transport, and also in rideshare vehicles for a few more weeks. There are also changes to the COVID-19 close contact isolation orders. All the details are at 7news.com.au. Former lead detective in the William Tyrrell investigation, Gary Jubelin, has doubled down on eliminating the boys' foster parents, saying he doesn't believe they were involved in the toddler's disappearance. Speaking with 2GB's Ben Fordham, Jubelin said he cleared the pair following an interrogation and covert operation that included putting a listening device in their car. He also admitted that he had formed a friendship with William's foster parents and believed the foster mother to be a very decent human being. And Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced that schoolies will go ahead this year. The Premier confirmed the news this morning after Queensland's Chief Health Officer gave the green light for school leavers events to go ahead. The news comes just 2 days before the official start of schoolies for Queensland students. And while the announcement will no doubt be welcome for Gold Coast tourism operators, with New South Wales and Victoria still declared hotspots, they will unlikely see the second and third week influx of interstate schoolies. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.